And now we're going to talk about lyrics.
Yeah, we did this a long time ago. I'm thinking it was 15, 16 years ago. Lyrics that trip you up. Maybe they're so ridiculous that it makes you out on that song where you just can't enjoy that song or that artist. Couple of new examples since we last did that segment a long, long time ago. And my first one is from a group that I have really enjoyed these last 10 years or so. The Killers came out with a song. This is a late aughts called Human. Go ahead and roll a chair. Great song. And in Britain, they just go crazy over this song. There was that concert that they put out on DVD a few years ago at Albert Hall where they play this song and the place just goes absolutely crazy. In fact, the Brits voted this one of the best songs in rock and roll history, 100 songs in rock and roll history, and one of the best songs of the decade. But listen to the chorus here.
Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
My sign is are we human or are we dancer?
That's a pretty stupid line.
Hey. Yeah. Now he's quoting Hunter S. Thompson or referring to Hunter S. Thompson, who was quoted by saying America's raising a generation of dancers. But Hunter S. Thompson said dancers, not dancer. So it has short-circuited so many Killers fans, including some of my family, friends that I have, saying,
hey,
why didn't you just say dancers?
Mm-hmm.
Why does he have to say dancer? And in Britain, another survey said, that's the weirdest lyric of all time. And they voted that as the weirdest lyric of all time. Are we human or are we dancer?
I guess both are singular. So it does make sense.
I guess so. But yeah, the first time I heard the song, I went, hey, that's weird. Why did he say, maybe he's saying dancers and I just didn't hear it. But no, he's clearly saying
it. What gets me hung up about that is it's just a stupid thing to sing.
Such a great tune, though.
Oh,
it is.
God,
and I love the production value on their songs.
Yeah. I went to that Kabu and saw them. Man, they just tore it down.
I bet.
And this, everybody
and this
went,
song,
nuts.
Went nuts.
Yeah.
On this song.
Everybody
yeah.
went nuts.
It's a great song. And
hey, they're guilty of another horrible line that ruins a fantastic song. All the things that I've done.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the song?
All these things that I've done. Yeah.
The I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier line is not good lyric writing.
I don't really know what
I
it means, but
soul,
it's
soul, but I'm not a soldier.
I don't know what it means, but it's never really tripped me up, though, like this one has. But I still, this one didn't make me like, I can't listen to this song. I just accepted it, but I know it drives a lot of people absolutely crazy. All right, here's another one, a classic. We're all big Rolling Stones fans. I think I would put this as a top five Rolling Stones song, Beast of Burden. It's such a great groove, and Mick is so great in this song. But there is a line, though, that's towards the end of it that has always tripped me up. You want to play the groove for a little bit there, Jerry Bear?
Tell what's happening here.
And I never really knew what he was saying there. I swear to you, at the start, I thought he said sickness, but then I thought he said I could suck a duck.
That's what I always thought.
I always thought it was. I said, what does that mean? He says, all your sickness, I could suck it up. That's a weird line and always really gross. Like she vomits and you're going to suck that up?
Why
what?
Is she?
Well, you know, I don't know. I guess it doesn't have to be. That was always a short circuiter to me and still is. Even when I hear this song, I'm just grooving along with it. But man, when it gets to that part about all your sickness, I could suck it up.
Yeah, that's kind of gross.
It's just really gross. But again, it didn't turn me on this song. All right, here's another one that did turn me on this song. I would have this as a top five Beatles song if it didn't have this line in it. This is one of those albums that got left behind when my brothers and sisters went off to college, Magical Mystery Tour, and I Am the Walrus still is, I think, a great song. Just listen to this.
stable to me.
That's a weird line there, sitting on a cornflake.
Sitting on a cornflake.
But I took that one. That was a stretch. Yeah, I took that one okay.
A lot of drugs.
A lot of drugs involved.
I know
in
which
song.
One you're going to mention.
But after this first chorus, we're going to get to the one that short-circuited me as a kid. It still does. Goo-goo-goo-doo. Kind of
that's
weird
okay.
There, but that's still great.
Right.
We're fine. See how they fly like Lucy in the sky. See how they run.
I'm crying. I think it's later in the song.
It's right after this. Here we go. I'm
crying. I'm crying. Oh, gosh.
Here it comes. Yeah, I'm out of custard. Yellow matter custard dripping from a dead dog's eye.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Really gross.
We didn't need that.
That's hot.
So, but that keeps it from being a top five Beatles song for me, that ridiculous line. All right, this one doesn't need too much explanation. Through the years, this one gets played from time to time by Jer. I never was a Jethro Tull fan. Apologies to all Jethro Tull fans out there. But, I don't know, 30 seconds into this song, I'm totally tripped up. Sitting on the park bench. That's a dumb one. But it gets worse. With bat in hand.
This is just such a musical mess, this song. Down
his nose. You'd be right there.
What?
Snot is running down his nose.
What's wrong with that? Very descriptive.
So gross.
You have problems with bodily fluids.
Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds what. It sounds but like that, your problem is that you don't like human beings.
But that
sir.
Between the melody mess and snot running down his nose was out on that song. And then my all-timer is John Mellencamp, who, when he first came out, I was hearing it, but I just wasn't getting it. And this song was huge. Jack and Diane. Again, great start to a song, and this is when I first came a chance. And I'm like, okay, this is not too bad here, but about a minute in, we're going to hear, I think, one of the worst lines in rock and roll history that totally turned me on this song and really turned me on him. Aww.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane. It's a good song.
Two American
it
kids
is.
Growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. We're fine right now. Until we get to this point right here.
Sucking on chili dog. Outside taste free. Why do you
no
hate that?
No one has ever said sucking on a chili dog.
I think it's an actual ice cream thing. It's not a chili dog like you're thinking.
Why don't y'all come on up to Sonic and suck on some chili dogs with me? No one's ever said that.
It's not that kind of chili dog.
What kind of chili dog is it?
It's a frozen thing.
I don't think so.
Yes.
It's at the Tasty Freeze, but they also serve chili dogs. Worst lyric ever. Still trips me up, and Jer from time to time will still play that just to kill me. Sucking on chili
dough. I love
singing
the way he says it.
Chili dough. Chili dough. Yeah, that adds to it. You got one, Junior?
Yeah, I got one.
Stop it.
This song I heard not too long ago, and it reminded me of how I think it's an example of a band that... And I like this band. I think they're... unbelievably talented, but I think they do everything to a too great degree. Like, they always have it turned up to 11, and in particular with their lyrics, I think they overwrite their lyrics, and they throw in a bunch of big words, and they try to make the big words rhyme, but to me, it's very distracting from the song. So, for example, this song, I think, is great musically. I love the groove, I love the guitar, I love everything about the music, but the lyrics are so... I think way out there that it distracts me from the music. And this is Rush, Limelight. and it's this chorus that really bothers me. Just listen to the forced rhyming of big words.
That's just so annoying. What are all the stations that he's talking about
yeah,
there?
Yeah, it's just so annoying to me. What I don't know, number one, what the hell he's singing about. For those who wish to seem, those who wish to be, must put aside the alienation, get on with the fascination, the real relation, the underlying theme. What does that mean?
I dig it.
Real relation.
And then just about every line from We Built This City on Rock and Roll.
Yeah, that one's horrible.
Someone's always playing corporation games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page. Who counts the money underneath the bar? Who writes the wrecking ball in two wild guitars? Don't tell us you need us, cause we're simple fools. Looking for America, coming through your schools. Yeah.
That's great. Great.
Yeah, Jerry hits you with that one every once in a while with We Built This City. Just to zing you.
All right, I remember when I was in the car being really uncomfortable when AC/DC would come on and my parents would be in the car and you'd hear the line, she was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. And then when he goes on and when she told him to...
Yes? She told me to come, but I was already there.
Yeah.
That line. She told him to go to a party, but he was already there.
Hey, believe me, I get the whole double entendre thing in rock and roll, but some of them weren't entendre enough for me. And that was one of them.
Is that when he gets switched in the car?
And I hated give up lyrics like in The Clash, Should I Stay or Should I Go? You know that song?
Yeah.
If I go, there will be trouble. If I stay, it will be double. That is such it's such a horrible, stupid line. And then there's one. This great such guitar great line. It's not bad guitar line. Okay, stop, Jer.
Make it pan back.
Okay, I'm going to play this here from the computer system. This is a musical trip up for me that I just still can't get over every time I hear the song. Wait, hold it. What? Is the song over? What just happened? Where he was singing and then...
What happened?
Oh, wait, we got a false start here. And it somehow made the final cut.
Genius. That's what that is.
I do kind of like the idea that he threw that in there, but it still trips me up every time he does it.
Because you're expecting a follow-up one. Yes. You got to wait another 20 seconds. And it's the same one.
No, not at all.
Start over.
And have you heard Weird Al's version of this?
Oh, God.
What? Love is pure. He did it, too. And
what did he do?
He did You're Pitiful instead of You're Beautiful. He did You're Pitiful. Mm-hmm. And he made fun of this. So here we go.
And you did it on Systems?
Mm-hmm. Okay. On Systems AM.
Life is brilliant.
What? Was I too early?
Sorry. Okay, that's funny.
You want to start over?
All right, we got one. We got a sportsy one to listen to as well. We'll do that next before we talk.